So after having the last verse of O Still Small Voice of Calm, what do you think the loudest sound ever recorded might be in decibels? So a number. What do you how loud? Just to give you some form of kind of where to place things. Normal talking to each other conversation is about 60 decibels, give or take. And heavy traffic is about 88 decibels. So that's kind of range of what you know around you. So what do you think the loudest sound was, or the loudest kind of number in decibels that has ever been recorded might be? See, somebody knows. That's no fun. Somebody's got that. Do you know how loud it was?
Very loud.
Very loud. So, Andy at the back.
The sound of Notre Dame singing
Oh. Really? That is really loud. That is, yeah. I did read how loud Concorde taking off was, but I can't remember. However, it is Krakatoa, a volcanic eruption in 1883 in Indonesia, was recorded at 310 decibels. So literally, it could be heard, apparently, it could be heard 3,000 miles away. It was that loud. So we've done the loudest, 310. How about the quietest? So 0 decibels is how they measure our hearing. The lowest thing that we can hear is 0 decibels for our own hearing. So what is the quietest number in decibels that's ever been recorded? Everyone's looking very blank. Thinking, how can you have something less than 0? Well, Microsoft built an anaconic chamber. I don't really understand what for, because I'm not a computer scientist. However, it was registered at minus 20.6 decibels. So, one of the creators of this wrote, "As soon as you enter the room, one immediately feels a strange and unique sensation which is hard to describe. Most people find the absence of sound deafening, feel a sense of fullness in the ears or some kind of ringing. So very faint sounds become clearly audible because the ambient noise is exceptionally low. When you turn your head, you can hear that motion. You can hear yourself breathing, and it sounds somewhat loud." So at minus 20.6, you can hear your own body react. But let's bring it back slightly to things that are all around us, things that we know. Which one of these 6 do you think is closest to 100 decibels? So you've got the red arrows, a fridge, a lion roaring, Henry the Hoover, church bells, which are heard outside, not in the chamber itself, and a Ferrari, which we have regularly next door to us. Church bells, somebody at the back?
Red arrows.
Red arrows. I do love the red arrows. It's interesting when you have to try and place it, which is nearest 100. So I'll put you out your misery, if this works. So the red arrows are somewhere between 100 to 115 decibels, depending on how low they're flying, the weather conditions, how close you are to them. But it's somewhere in that region. The next is the startup of a Ferrari. As I say, we hear that quite a lot next door to us. Always makes the cats jump slightly, which is about 110 decibels. A lion roaring is 114 decibels. So still incredibly loud. Church bells, when you're kind of stood outside in the churchyard listening to them, somewhere between 70 and 85 decibels. So as loud as kind of traffic, heavy traffic, possibly. Henry the Hoover is 72 decibels. So not too loud, but still loud enough to make a difference. And then a fridge humming is about 40 decibels. So again, quite quiet in some respects. And if our hearing works as it should, we can hear a huge amount of different noises and sounds all day. But when that noise is not present, and we suddenly hear absolutely nothing, it can be in that nothingness that God speaks to us. So Elijah is one of my favourite Old Testament characters, mainly because although he is a prophet of God's, he also has a very, very human side to him. Elijah's story is found in 1 Kings chapters 17 to 19, and then at the beginning of 2 Kings as well. And Elijah performs some amazing miracles, which include starting a 3-year drought and then stopping it. He filled a jar of food for a widow and her son who were starving to death. He raised a boy from the dead, and he called fire down from heaven. And it's that last one, the calling of fire down from heaven, that has led Elijah to this cave where we find him in our reading today. In chapter 18 of 1 Kings, Elijah defeats the prophets of Baal, while Queen Jezebel is not happy about the fact that all her prophets of Baal are dead, so she calls for the same thing to happen to Elijah. So he does what any sensible person would do. He runs away as far as he possibly can from where she is. And God provides him with rest, with food and water to help him continue his journey to the mountain of God, where he finds a cave and he goes to sleep. God, in this passage that we heard, asks Elijah one question twice. What are you doing here? The first time, the answer is all about what Elijah has done for God and how he's now alone and his life is in danger. There's a despair to his voice. He's tired. He's worn down by those who want to kill him, despite the amazing miracles he has performed for God. He's actually just had enough. And yet that isn't what God wants for him. So God tells him to go and stand on the mountain. But Elijah doesn't actually do that. He stays in the cave. God is about to pass by, but Elijah stays where he is. Maybe the wind rushing past was so strong, we hear that it took parts of the mountain with it. Maybe it was as loud as that volcanic eruption back in 1883. Maybe it was slightly less than that. But maybe it was so loud that Elijah had to cover his ears to protect himself from the noise. But God was not there in the wind. And then there's an earthquake. Did the mountain shake where Elijah was? Did Elijah have to hold on to the side of the mountain cave to maintain his balance? Or did he just cover his head in case the cave collapsed in on him? But God was not in the earthquake. And then a fire passed by the cave. We don't necessarily think of fire being noisy, yet if you read reports from firefighters about wildfires, they are noisy and they're loud, a bit like a jet engine taking off. When a fire suddenly finds a new source of energy to burn and new oxygen to make it go. But God was not in the fire. At which point, all of this was followed by that sheer silence. Was it that silence of minus 20.6, where you can hear everything because there is no background noise? There's nothing for our eardrums to pick up because there is just literally nothing. And it was here that God was to be found. And at this point, Elijah comes out of the cave to speak to God, who asks the question again, "What are you doing here?" And again, Elijah answers pretty much the same as last time. But something has shifted this time in that second conversation. Elijah is out of the darkness of the cave and is reminded that he is no longer alone, as there are still 7,000 who do not worship the God of Baal. All is not lost. There is still hope. There's still work to be done for Elijah. He's to anoint new kings over Israel and Aram and anoint Elisha as a prophet who will one day take over from himself. Elijah needed to hear from God, but it didn't happen in that wind or the earthquake or the fire. But as our first hymn said, it happened in that small, still voice, in the silence on the mountainside. Elijah needed connection. He needed to know that he wasn't alone, even though it felt like he was. And God provided for him in the silence. It can be so tempting to fill our lives with noise. Background noise while we're washing up or stacking the dishwasher, cooking or working. Noise from the car of the radio or a podcast or a story that you listen to. Noise from other people chatting around us and connecting with one another, which none of that is wrong at all. But sometimes, just sometimes, we need to disconnect from all that is around us so that we too can hear God's still small voice of calm. Amen. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The Lord bless you and watch over you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look kindly on you and give you peace. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and with all those whom you love, now and always. Amen. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.